It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Ross Reynolds. Crop circles, pulsing lights in the night sky, the Maima Mounds in southwest Washington. Just a few naturally occurring phenomena that have puzzled observers over the centuries.
The Maima Mounds are dome-like formations of dirt and gravel that can rise up to 7 feet high and 160 feet in diameter.
Some people think they were created by aliens. Others say they're Native American burial mounds.
But Dr. Manny Gabe has a very different idea, and he's got the research to back it up. He recently published findings in the journal Geomorphology. Dr. Gebe, what do you believe created the Maima Mounds?
Well, I think all indications are showing that it's the gophers. Maima Mounds, they tend to be inhabited by gophers. We see gophers pushing soil up into the Maima Mounds. And when I, through my model that mimics the behavior of gophers, the Maima Mounds just naturally start to emerge.
What is the behavior of gophers that you tried to mimic?
Right. Well, so gophers usually move soil downhill, which makes sense from a bioenergetic perspective. But it turns out that gophers in Maima Mounds appear to move soil uphill.
Uphill. Are these different kind of gophers?
Well, so that's an interesting evolutionary question that this research brings up. Are these special gophers that have figured this out? Or do all gophers show this same kind of behavior when their soils get waterlogged?
Do you know the answer to that question?
Oh, well, I don't.
Okay, that's the next step.
Yeah.
I know that gophers have been one of the many theories of how these strange mounds were created. People talk about earthquakes, volcanoes, you know, Native American burials, aliens. Why did you pursue the gopher hypothesis?
Well, so the trick with this mystery, and the reason why it's been such a mystery, is that nobody's actually seen a Maima Mound being formed, which means that either the process that formed them no longer occurs, or that they just form very, very slowly. And it turns out that the gopher hypothesis was one of the few ones that can actually be tested, because we have these short-term measurements of gopher behavior, and so the idea then was just to prolong that gopher behavior for hundreds and hundreds of years to see whether the mounds form, and in fact they do.
So in essence, when you created this model, you hypothesized that different generations of gophers were going to come and help form the same mound that had been started by their ancestor gopher?
Exactly. So it's gophers only live 2 or 3 years, and so these are multi-generational features. Now, the important thing to remember is that gophers are highly territorial, and it's usually just one mound or one gopher per mound. And so it's really the accumulated work of individual gophers over hundreds and hundreds of years that create these features.
Related gophers? Are these gopher family homes?
Well, no. So it's not an entire family that really lives in one. It's really just one gopher.
One gopher?
Yeah.
Wow. How certain are you?
Oh, well, you can never be 100% certain, but this is certainly the first study that I know of that's proposed a mechanism for how these form, and has shown that mechanism over time does actually create Maima Mounds.
I know that you studied the California mounds. Are they entirely like the mounds that we have here in Washington State?
Yeah, they're exactly like the ones in Washington State.
Are there other places on Earth where we see Maima Mounds?
There are. So there are mounds in China, there are mounds in Africa, in Europe. Now, the interesting thing here is that gophers only live in North America, and so what this suggests then is that other animals have evolved the same adaptive behavior in other continents.
And essentially, it's just a way to get out of their waterlogged soil.
That's exactly what it is.
It's so much less romantic than Native American burial sites. What do you do with this information now?
Well, so I've gotten some interesting proposals already from other scientists. One has suggested that we could go to some of these mounds and look for old DNA to get an idea of how long they've been inhabited and what types of animals have lived in them. So, for example, we could go to places where there are not gophers and look at the DNA that's in the soil to get an idea of who might have built those.
Huh, interesting. You know, there are scientists up here in Washington State who think it's interesting data that you've come up with, but they're not 100% convinced. Is there going to be a sort of gopher controversy?
So what's interesting is that this has been controversial for at least a good few hundred years. I think this is one of the few ways that we can settle this controversy. Because, again, they form either very slowly or the processes that form them aren't active at all. So I don't know if they'll put this controversy to rest, but it's certainly a big hint that it's the gophers.
Well, you can place bets on that. Dr. Manny Gabay is a geologist at San Jose State University. His computer model studies of gophers and mima mounds are published in a recent issue of the journal Geomorphology. And by the way, he says mima mounds, but Ross, when you look it up in the special national mima mound site in Washington State, it's mima mounds.
And I say potato.
Mima mima. There you go. Here it's The Record on KUOW.